Hello, Dale.
Hello, Dad. Well, that was pretty sneaky, wasn't it? Well, as I was saying about the PX, when I wanted a razor, it was when I was up at Dock Toe and couldn't get any water to shave with. So I decided to ask you for a razor. I wasn't back here at the PX. Now, we're out in the field, there is no PX. And when we're back at Onkay, there is a PX, but very seldom do you find time that you can go down there, which is the reason I haven't even got you a birthday card yet. Not that I forgot, because I didn't, but I just wasn't available to go down and get some. So that should answer your question pretty much. I do have a order catalog from that I get from the PX, which allows me to place my orders, and they go to the United States where the main PX center is in the United States, and then they fill my order there and then send it to whoever I want. It's called mail a gift plan or something like that, which is how you're going to get your projector. As far as you using a screen, I don't think you need a screen very bad. You can always throw a sheet up on a wall or something, you know. Throw it around your little loom there for your rugs or something. There's no big need of a projector, I think. Even use the wall. I don't know which color your walls are, but they work pretty good sometimes. And it's getting just about that time to go fly again. So after it's over, I'll let you know what happened on that. But I'll keep talking until I go. This is a tremendous, beautiful razor. I can't believe it. It's a Norelco, which I wanted, and it's battery operated, which I wanted. And it just so happens we do have electricity around here, but anytime you want to shave, somehow the generator always quits. So it does stay on long enough to recharge the battery, so I guess that's good. And I really appreciate it. I got Daryl's Christmas package, and I guess I told you all that in the other mail, but I guess I didn't have the razor until afterwards. Well, I'm back from flying now, and finished off the day. We took out their hot chow and took out some ammunition for their mortars and so forth, so keep them safe tonight. And if they ever get shot at or something, they can shoot back. And they're pretty well fed. Also, a good thing to do on log runs, if you're short of equipment or you care for a soft drink or need some cigarettes or something along those lines, those people are more than happy to take care of you, because the grunts, the infantry people, get beer rations and they get cigarette rations and all this stuff, but we don't, because we're a support unit instead of the actual fighting unit. So when you need some of this stuff, just ask them. They usually take care of you. I got two cartons of cigarettes and a bunch of field gear and stuff that I'd either lost or misplaced somehow, and got a couple extra laundry bags. All you have to do is ask them. They're so pleased that you're hauling their hot food out to them that they're more than happy to take care of you. I just got back from that. We did 35 landings and hauled 4.6 tons of cargo and 35 troops today just by myself. So that wasn't too bad, and considering it was only 3 hours, we did it. 3 hours total time. And all it consists of is you go to their S4, which is supply, battalion supply, and they put hot food and supplies that the units needed are out in the field. And we take them out to the units, and they take the food and the ammo, and then they take what extra stuff they don't need, like the old boots and old raincoats and stuff they wore out, they throw them back on the aircraft, we take them back. And that's more or less what log is. I finished that up. Now you ask what I sent Janet for Christmas. Well, the truth is, I sent her a Christmas card, just like I sent everyone else. And I didn't send her a picture, and I really don't think you're going to get yours, because I bought them from Vietnamese, or actually it was a Korean concession that the Korean company has set up over here to sell things like that. And I asked them to mail it, which was my mistake. I asked them to air mail it, which they obviously didn't do, because it's not there yet. So if they sent it by any other way, it may not get there. But I have half an idea they didn't even send it. So please let me know if you don't, because I can take it up with higher authorities if they don't get there. If you don't get yours, or grandmother doesn't get hers, or the folks don't get theirs, and then I'll know something screwed up on that. So far, I sent Paxson's a Christmas card, and I haven't got any letter from him. I've been getting mail from, I sent the Schaefers, Pat Erickson's sister and parents, I sent them a nice letter a couple months ago, and they sent one back, and I sent them a Christmas card, and they sent one back. And Pat even wrote me a Christmas card, but So far, Don hasn't written me since I've been over here, and I've written him several letters. And he hasn't even sent me a Christmas card yet, so I haven't really had contact with him. But I did write Uncle Bill. I did write the folks. I did write Grandma. And I wrote Peter Liebman. I wrote him a Christmas card and a letter. And I've been keeping in touch with Mike Bigger and Bob Paxson and Janet. And that's about it for as far as my correspondence goes. Of course, I've been keeping in touch with you. And while I was out in the field, I forgot Daryl's address, so I never did get around to writing her, but I did send her a Christmas card with some nice words on it. And I'll get a letter off to him as soon as possible, thanking him for the gift. But other than that, I wish you all... shit, I got a heck of a lot of tape here left, so I'm going to have to stop and think of something to say. Well, good afternoon. This is 21st of December, 4 days till Christmas. And I got busy all of a sudden yesterday. I had a mission to fly. I don't even remember. I guess I had to finish off my log mission. And ate dinner and had some more things to do. I had to logger, which means spend the night at a ready pad in case we have a night attack or something. We're Johnny on the spot, ready to go. We sleep over there with the infantry and do that every other night. But this morning I got up and was on the reaction force. So we did a couple of CAs today. And I just got back from flying with the 1st of the 9th. I don't know if you've ever heard of the 1st of the 9th before, but they're a scouting recon battalion. And all they do is go out and look for trouble, more or less. And when they find it, then they call us and we bring troops in. But they go out low level and find footprints and tracks, just like back in Davy Crockett days, and get a lot of our intelligence from them. I had the pleasure of going out with him today and covered him while he only had one ship. So we provided the other one to cover him while he was out looking. And we had a lot of fun. As far as just before lunch today, I wrote out, looked up my mail order book here from PX, and ordered your slide projector. I ordered you a Carousel 800, which is the most expensive Kodak slide projector there is. It's got remote control or automatic advance to it. All you do is plug it in, and it puts the slides through it at certain intervals. You set the interval, or you can use it for use a remote control, or you can sit beside it and operate it manually. It focuses by remote control, automatically focuses when it's on automatic. It'll go forward, backwards, stop, and it's a circular type magazine. I ordered you three extra magazines for it too, so when I send my film, you can put them in a magazine and leave them there. If you need any more, I don't think they're not very expensive. You can go down probably anywhere and get them, but four magazines total, one on the projector and three extras, 80 per magazine, so that's good for about 360 pictures, and I've only got about 200 here, so that should keep you for the next couple of films I send. Last night I also worked on getting them previewed them all and getting them all written out. So right shortly after this tape gets there, you'll get your pictures. And I looked through there and I have some real good pictures there. Most of them, when I got in country, started off in Cameron Bay. I took pictures of the area I was living in, the reception center there, and out the recreation area. Took a picture of the Air Force base itself, a couple of F-4C Phantom Tech Air fighters, F-100s, then a picture of C-123, and I got the C-123 that I actually rode on to On K. And then on the way to On K, we stopped at Pleiku, and I got a few pictures of Pleiku there at the Air Force base, pictures of A-1E TAC fighters, which are the old Korean War recip single engine type, and they're the best aircraft over here for TAC fighting because they're slow and they get right in there where you want them. They put in airstrikes and troop concentrations and so forth. Then we got to On K here while I was going through charm school, which I'm sure I wrote you about. That's 4 days of school we had to go to before we went to our units. We got us all squared away on Vietnam and everything. And then I went out to LZ English, and I got from there on, it's all pictures of Bong Song area, English itself, and some of the LZs around English. We had artillery bases out Laramie, Apache, Sandra, and just the Bong Song area in general. We got some of the seacoast there, see how peaceful and how long and beautiful it is, and how smooth. And I think I got some pictures of the Phuket Air Force Base, which is halfway between Bong Song and Quinyon. I got some pictures of On K I took on special missions down here, flying the Provost Marshal around and on sweeps and landing in areas where they're searching people and checking if they're draft ready and all this. I got a bunch of pictures with National Police. They're out on one of these missions, and they posed for me, and I posed for them, and we're all a good time. They got a couple pictures of me. I got those included. I got all the pictures I took up at Dock Toe, with the exception of the ones I haven't got developed yet. Dock Toe and Kontum area. You read about those two C-130s that blew up. I was just right there watching them go. I didn't get a picture of them then. I wasn't thinking about it. And when I came back later, the mess was all cleaned up, so I didn't really get a good picture of that. But I did get a lot of good pictures around that area of Jet Ridge, we call it. It's due east of Dock Toe. And it has a F-4C that was making an attack airstrike, made too low a pass, and drove through his own napalm and crashed. And I got a picture of the CA, went in there to secure the wreckage. And when they went in there, they found both pilots. One of them had a broken back, and one was still in good shape. Both of them were alive, which was a miracle because they didn't get out of the airplane at all, and it was totally destroyed. I don't know how that ever happened. I got pictures of just the general area up there, and most of them are just terrain pictures to give you an idea of what's on. So if there's no title or something by, just put them in the same grouping there at Wars Bong Song and Dock Toe or whatever. Should be real interesting. I will have a narrative with them. Should help you out. If you put these in this carousel when you get it, I'm not sure how long it'll be, probably 3 weeks or a month from today, maybe a little longer. And I did put a stipulation on the order that if they didn't have what I wanted, I would take an alternate, so you may not be getting that. But if you don't get it, I should be getting a refund because that's it. That's the best one they had. It's also got a zoom lens on it, so when you're showing your slides, you want to get a close-up look at it, you push the button and it zooms right in on it. And it's really impressive, a really sharp outfit. Should have a good, throw up a sheet or something like that and look at films and bring all the folks over and have some pretty good stuff. I got a lot of them, pictures of helicopters. I don't really have a caption for them. All I was doing is taking a picture of a helicopter. Some of them are when I was in formation. It shows you how close we fly. And various formations, sections trail, which is a aircraft, the lead aircraft, and then the second aircraft is 45 degrees to the right of it, one half a rotor disc away. The third aircraft is right directly behind the lead aircraft and 45 degrees to the left. And what it looks like is a zigzag, like a sawtooth. And then there's, I just dropped the microphone. And then there's VIA-3s, where we have a VIA-3, each one at a 45 degree angle off the lead on both sides, half a rotor disc apart. Then the second VIA-3 is right behind that. We've got diamond formation, trail with interval, or trail with separation, which if you have a one-chip LZ, you go in one chip at a time, so you're getting trail formation with about 30-second separation. By the time one ship lands, dumps its troops, and takes off again, the other is on short final, he lands, dumps his troops. And that's about the way that works. But I've got some real good examples of that, and some of the way our airplanes look and when they're flying. And I used it at fast enough speed so I could get the rotor stopped. In some cases I did, some cases I didn't. But it all looks pretty good. I got some pictures of that airfield out in the middle of Bong Song Plains. What that used to be is a big plantation, and the French took it over when they were here to make an airstrip out of it. And now we've bombed it and artilleryed it and put CAs in on it and everything else. There isn't much left. Also down by Phucat and the Phucat Bunch, there's another big chapel-like steeple. You'll probably check that out. And some of the buildings around here, the French, when they left, they might have lost the war, but they sure did put up some nice buildings before they left. And anybody that's anything around here, the locals, live in a French building. They're up on top of the society, you might say. I bought this Fuchika half-frame camera at Cameron Bay, and I took the first 72 pictures. That's in the big box with the half-frame slides. And that's only one roll of film, believe it or not. And then on my second roll, I had about 50 pictures taken, and my camera was stolen, so I had some real good pictures on it that I'll never be able to replace. But and then after that, I bought the new camera, and all the rest of the pictures are full size on my new camera. And I won't be losing this one because I'll be a heck of a lot more careful. And I hope you, by the time you get this, you'll be back from Daryl's house, and you've probably enjoyed yourself, and I wish you, you know, hope for the best. And by the time you get this tape, I'll have approximately 7 months left to go here. I've already just about one more month, and I'll be over the hump. Been here five, and I got seven left. Should be around 1st of August. And I've also got a picture in there when I was down in Saigon to pick up the new airplane. I just bought my camera down there, and I hadn't figured out how to work it yet. Excuse me. Excuse me. Should have turned the thing off. But I went down with Bob Archer, who you heard earlier on the tape, and he took a bunch of pictures with his camera, and I got one of them, which was us sitting in a servicemen's club in the middle of Saigon. They had a real good band there, and we ate dinner, had a T-bone steak and all the things go with it, mashed potatoes and gravy and peas and carrots and the whole business, and then a glass of beer for about a dollar and a half. And it was pretty good, I have to admit. They also had live entertainment, and that's all it cost was what we drank and the dinner. And they had an all-girl Vietnamese band. I probably told you all about it in the letter. But they were tremendous. They played everything from Roy Orbison to the Ventures, Okie Stomp and the whole bit, but they were sure good, and they sounded real good. And that picture is with me in my civilian clothes, one of the two only times I've worn civilian clothes since I've been over here. And I got a white shirt on and everything. It's actually not that white. It's just it's kind of dark inside, and I didn't quite catch it. So I got a new roommate today, a brand new guy in country, to replace the one that spent his year here and decided to go home. And he seemed like a real good guy. He comes from class 6719, which is 10 classes after the one I graduated in. So he seemed like a pretty good boy. I see I'm getting to the end of the tape, so give my love to everyone. Goodbye for now.